Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Highly motivated, successful individuals set goals for themselves and go for it. They are so driven by their desire to reach the top that anything which stands in their way becomes a formidable barrier enemy. No one gets to the top of Mount Everest without facing the challenge of weather, tired muscles, insufficient oxygen, and tremendous fatigue. And in reaching our goals, whether it is in athletics, sales for your company, or where you want to be by age 40, we invite God's blessing. Why not ask Him to give you that extra push that will put you ahead of the next guy in line? After all, we get the message, God has a plan for your life, never considering the slightest possibility that God's plan might be different from our plan. Why shouldn't God want me to succeed, we ask ourselves. Besides, the if it's good, it has to be God mentality is widely marketed today. Besides, it makes sense, at least to our old natures. Then, and here's where the challenge comes, we hit the large detour sign. On the highway, it's out there in bold yellow and black, or a blinking yellow sign, or the somber confrontation with your doctor when he says, you have cancer. Your accountant says, if you believe in miracles, you had better ask for one now because your business is toast unless something miraculous happens. Boom. Just like that, your world falls apart. The detour is not the path we want to take. How could the detour be the path? Our hearts cry out thinking, surely there is a loving God who shouldn't have allowed this to happen. It has to be the devil who's hindering me. Frankly, I've never been one for handling detours very well, singing as I go, smiling, and rejoicing when the path I want to take is barricaded. So I can speak with a measure of understanding. I've been there, looking at the detour sign, wondering if I couldn't get around that sign and push ahead. There are three choices when we face the detour sign. The first is rebellion, refusing to accept the somber warning and push ahead. Most of the time, you can put your car in low gear, get up some speed, and crash through a detour sign. If, however, the bridge is out up ahead, or there is a danger of which you are unaware, to shove through the detour sign would be the height of stupidity and foolishness. There's another choice which confronts you, passive resignation. Something type A personalities as myself don't handle very well. We may take the detour and avoid the disaster, yet we gripe and complain. Our joy dissipates, our annoyance increases in proportion to the discomfort. Wrong attitude. Paul wrote, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Even when there are detours? Yes, no exception. In times of difficulty, you will learn that praise is the only shortcut to victory. There is a third choice, rest in the Lord. And understand, as George Mueller put it, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and so are the stops. That was David's choice. After he was anointed to be king, he spent 7 long years living as a fugitive. Many of the psalms written by David during those years speak of God as his refuge, his strength, and his help. The issue is not whether you will face detours, but how you handle them. Wise is the one who learns the detour is the path. Well, that's it on this series of commentaries for talking about detours, something we would prefer to avoid. God is the God of the detour just as much as the path when you make Him your Lord. Would you like to download or print out this series or listen to it again so you can get them all? The Guidelines homepage is www.guidelines.org. Click on the series or the date for today.